We're off to a creek in the high country behind Gisborne now. I'd heard about an enterprising young couple, Willie and Kelsey Hyanger, whose business, Farm Care, is plugging a gap, helping busy farmers plant trees to keep waterways clean and stop erosion. Willie had his backpack sprayer on when I dropped by at the end of last year to find out more about their award-winning startup.
This is a brand new fence. Yeah, they fenced off all this to, so the stock couldn't get into there. And then, yeah, we've sort of just planted all along the waterways, about a metre up to the waterways. In this block, there's 3,500 just along here, so it's only a small strip. We've sort of just made sure that it connects to the end and we don't go too far into the water because we don't want the sprays going into the creek.
So tell us where we are, Willie.
At the moment, we're up in Marae, and there's a whole project, so there's 9 farmers in total, and it runs 30k all the way back to Motu, and all these creeks and rivers flow into the Motu River.
And so how much work have you guys done here planting?
At the moment we've planted 30,000 on 9 farms.
30,000 trees.
Yeah, and next year the same 9 farmers and a few more added, it's going to be 80,000 next year.
Huge job.
Yeah, really big job.
Is this one of the biggest jobs that you're involved with?
This one will be, and there's another one down Hawke's Bay where we're putting in a few as well.
And what sort of trees are you putting in?
All sorts, like just all native stuff. So and that are native to the area as well. So we're up in a high country block up here. So there's more sort of manukas and your mingi mingi and stuff like that, whether that's climatised to that sort of area.
A big job doing all this fencing as well. Were you guys involved in that?
Some farmers have their own gear and they've put in their own fences, and we have helped out on a couple farms putting in new fences. It's just something that farmers up here want to do. They want to be seen to, you know, be doing good for the environment. Well, you see all the cow paddies around and stuff like that. It stops all that going into the water and stuff like that with the fences, and also a lot of the plants soak up a lot of that as well. So if it does rain and it starts to head down towards the creek, those plants, the roots are going to soak it all up as well.
So today, what's your plan?
Today I'm just going around releasing some. This is the second round of releasing. So,
and what do you mean by releasing?
Just killing all the grass around the plants just to let the plants have another. Well, this will be the second round, so this will be 2 years of release spraying, and it'll just help them grow and not let the grass smother the plants. In winter, and with all the rainfall, a lot of flooding comes down this side, so we're staying off this side and planting more grasses, flaxes, and the odd trees in between on this side. And then if you look across the creek over there, we've planted a lot more
right,
trees,
yeah.
Where it's sort of steeper.
Oh yes.
So more trees for erosion, and that's a bit more of a bank where when heaps of water comes down, it's not going to wipe out all the trees.
And there's some gorse up there as well, I can see.
Yeah, so that's part of next year's project, is to cut some of that out, take all the gorse out, and they're hoping to plant that hill as well.
So you guys must be really busy doing this sort of work.
Over winter, yeah, it gets really busy because that's sort of the ideal time to plant natives. So, but we've got a big team, so.
How many guys would you have out here doing the work?
For a job like this, 3,500, we'd have 4 guys. Another job, we had 5,000. We took a team of 9 out, and yeah, that we blew that out in half a day. So, yeah, we just get stuck in. And yeah.
Where do you get your workers from?
They're
Everyone
all local.
Talks about a labour shortage.
Yeah. They're all local workers, so for the last 2 years we've had a workforce of 80. We'd like to get over 100, but it's just really hard just trying to find more workers.
Do you train them up yourself?
We do provide them with training. A lot of them come with experience in planting, mainly in the forestry side, but we've adapted a different technique to put in these natives, because natives need a lot more care.
What does it feel like to be planting natives as opposed to pine trees?
Well, it's like putting it back to its natural habitat, so
I guess it's like more rewarding than planting pine trees. Pine trees leave a lot of mess when they get logged, so you know this is going to be here forever and it's not going to get taken out as well. I've noticed a lot more wildlife starting to show up in this area, from where it was just low short grass to now there's a few more pūkeko, well there's anweka, which has come back into this area. Probably in another 5 years you'll see a real big difference.
Do you love your job?
I do love being out here and just being out on the countryside. I've always had a passion for farming. The ultimate goal was to buy a farm, but farms are just worth so much at the moment.
Kelsey, you're also involved in this business, and it seems to have grown hugely over the last few years, and you've won awards for it. Tell me a little bit about how the business has grown.
So we started, or Willie started, he was sort of doing seasonal work. He was doing a bit of forestry planting, and then after that he'd go and do sort of like farmhand jobs. And yeah, and he noticed that there was a shortage of labour for farmers, or someone that, you know, a farmer could call to book in a person to do a job here and there, or come help wean, come help drench. And yeah, and then he thought of the idea to start Farm Care, and from there it's just growing. The horticulture side grew. Yeah, we took on some vet work,
like sheep scanning.
Yep, sheep scanning and drenching
thing.
And capsuling, and then got into the native planting.
And how big a part of the business now is the native planting?
It's quite seasonal, so over winter it's probably 30-40% of our business. Yeah, then we have pruning and a lot of nursery work as well, helping to grow the next year's plants and stuff like that.
And the farmers, are they queuing up to get you guys to come out here and plant their waterways?
I guess it's still in its early stages, because Labor's released the 1BT sort of 3 years ago, and I guess it's just about trying to find out what funding is available for this stuff, because a lot of all this planting here is funded. It's just farmers trying to get out there and recognise that there is funding available to put native trees in. Each sort of region has different allocations of funding. Up here in Gisborne we're quite fortunate because there's a lot of erosion up here, and so they're giving away 100% funding up here. So yeah, but I think that's about to run out, so yeah, farmers should get in quick. A lot of farmers that we talk to, they're just really busy and there's not a lot of time to write applications for native planting. Their primary focus is their stock and just making sure they can get to the next stage of their growth and their stock and stuff like that.
Where do you see the business going from here?
In the future, I guess we'd like to take on a lot more native planting. We've got a goal to plant 1 million natives. I don't think we're going to get it in the Gisborne or the Hawke's Bay region, so we're willing to just go around the whole country and try and get our target of 1 million natives. It's something we're really passionate about. The first set of natives that we planted about 5 years ago up in Tolaga Bay, it's part of a dock walkway, and just going up there now and seeing these trees, they're massive, they're like 2-3 metres tall now, and just going there, it's quite rewarding just to see, you know, the growth there, and being able to tell your kids that you had a hand in planting some of these natives.
Willie Hyinga of Farm Care Services in Gisborne.